Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Praveen Sapkara. I'm from Texas Tech University. Today, I'm going to talk about the cost and benefit of irrigation and crop rotation for cotton grown in a verticillium wheel field in the southern high plains of Texas. Verticillium wheel, which is also known as verticillium dahale, is one of the economically important disease in cotton. And once the verticillium wheel is started to infest in the field, then it will stay there for a long period of time, more than decades. We can see in those two pictures, in figure one and figure two, there are a couple of symptoms of verticillium wilt. In figure number one, when we uproot a verticillium wilt-infested cotton plant and then try to break the branch, and we can see that vascular brown discoloration in that cotton stem. And in the figure number two, when we see the leaf, then we can see those brown and those black patches which start from the edge of the leaf, and these are all due to the wilt, the verticillium wilt. There is no any effective fungicide for this disease, so some recommendation like use a partially resistant cultivar, some high seedling rate, crop rotation like with the non-host plant like sorghum, and optimum irrigation level where we should not over irrigate the cotton between 60% and 80%. The major objective of this research is to determine the cost and benefit of rotation, irrigation, and cultivar selection for the cotton grown in verticillium wilt field. The data, the research was started in Hales Farm, halfway Texas, and the research farm was started since 2001 as a research station. But in starting 2007, we started to see some wilt appearance, and since that year, every year we have the verticillium wilt. There was a split plot design, and we had three rotation patterns. One is continuous cotton, and another is with one year of sorghum and 2 years of cotton, and three irrigation rate, base minus 50% and base plus 50%. From 2007 to 2009, we have ET of 80% of per base irrigation rate, and from 2010 to 2013, we have ET of 60% for base irrigation rate. Two different varieties. One is partially resistant, another is susceptible to verticillium wilt. And the yield, fertilizer, water amounts, all can be, all are available in the Helms Farm report. This is a pie-shaped figure where the field is divided into six different parts. In B, C, and D, we have those three wages is 1 year of sorghum and 2 years of cotton. And the E is the continuous cotton, and A and F, which was 1 year of sorghum and 1 year of cotton alternate since 2010. For the irrigation cost, we combined the labor cost and the fuel cost to calculate the irrigation, the center pivot. And for 2007, we had $8.8 per acre in. And similarly, 2008 and 2009, we had 12.64, 2010, 8.64, 11, around 10.64, and in 12, it decreased and it went to 9.64. And the cotton, the different cotton prices from 2007 to 2012 were, in 7, we had half a dollar, 8, it was 0.60. 9, again, it went back to half a dollar, and again in 10, it was 0.62, 11, 0.9, and 12, it declined to $2.8 per pound. All these values were converted into 2013 money value using the CPI inflation calculator, which is also available in the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now to calculate the estimated cost and the returns, we had for the In one part we have cotton, in other part we have sorghum. In cotton we have the total cotton income, which was calculated with the lean price and quality, quantity, when multiplied together and summed up with seed quantity and the seed price. And again, the total direct expenses of cotton was calculated with the seed treatments, fertilizers, herbicides, insurance, different implementation and tractors, irrigation level, repair maintenance, and miscellaneous. All these expenses were also, again, they are available in the Hales Farm Report. And return above direct expenses of cotton was calculated when the total income, when the direct expenses was subtracted from the total income. And the fixed income of the cotton was the expenses from the implement, tractor, irrigation, and the pickup. And the returns above total specified expenses were calculated with this formula. So again, in the second part, in this for the sorghum, we did quite the same process. For the total sorghum income, we had a quantity into price, and for total direct expenses, we had the price of seed, fertilizers, labor, irrigation, diesel, different repair and maintenance, and other miscellaneous expenses. Now, the returns above the direct expenses, again, calculated in the similar process when the direct expenses was subtracted from the sorghum income. And the total returns above the total specified expenses was calculated when the total cotton and total sorghum returns were added together. So the result that we got from all those calculus, and for the first time, comparing the economic returns with the system. And here in the system is the continuous cotton versus rotated cotton. In the left bar, we have the 60 ET60 of base irrigation system. In the right-hand side, we have the ET of 80 base irrigation system. And when the ET is 60, both continuous cotton and rotated cotton did pretty well, but the rotated cotton had pretty better economic returns when compared to continuous cotton in both the case. In 80, we had a loss with the continuous cotton, but whereas with the rotated cotton, we had profit of around $49 per acre. Similarly, the economic returns when compared with the irrigation, we had three irrigation rate, 0.5, 1, 1.5, that is base, the blue one, base plus 50%, that means we have higher irrigation, that is indicated by that white bar. And the least, that means base minus 50%, is indicated by those red bar. And again, when the ET is 60, we had pretty much good return with both high base and high amount of water, whereas with the ET 80, the base did pretty much better than high or compared to higher or lower water available. Now we are moving forward to economic returns when compared with the cultivar. Here are two cultivars. One is partially resistant cultivar, another susceptible. When ET is 60, the resistant cultivar did pretty good, giving returns of around $171, and with the susceptible varieties, it was positive, it was good result, which gave $154 per acre. However, when the ET is 80, it has the susceptible variety, we got loss from the return, and the resistant variety, it was pretty good in comparison to susceptible variety. So in general, we can say that resistant variety was better with the both 60 and ET of 80. Now we're moving towards the economic returns of irrigation and the cultivar interaction. Here, we divided the varieties, the resistant variety on the left and the susceptible varieties in the right, where we can see that except ET60, the resistant variety, we had good results with 1.5, that means high water application, whereas when the ET80 with varieties, resistance varieties, or in both case 60 and ET80, the susceptible variety did really good with base irrigation system. So, in summary, we can say that rotated cotton gave better economic return than the continuous cotton. And the economic return with application of base and higher water rate did well when the ET is 60. Under the wetter condition, when the ET is 80%, 1.5, that is base, had higher returns than 1.5 base and lower water 0.5 base. Again, at 1.5 base and both ET 60 and 80, the resistant cultivar returned more than the susceptible cultivar. 81 and ET 80, the resistant cultivar returned more than the susceptible cultivar. And at last, the ET 60, the resistant and susceptible cultivar returned similar amount at 1, that is base irrigation system, and 0.5, that is base minus 50%. So with this, I would like to acknowledge the NIFA Southern Regional IPM project and Jim Brodowski at Highway Research Station, who collected the data implemented of all the project. So with this, I'd like to conclude my topic today, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you. Yeah, in this research we have all those weeds and everything. It was all constant. Yeah, for all the applications. So yeah. Thank you.